WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Love and Theft is Bob Dylan's first CD since 1997's Time Out of Mind. Its official release date was September 11th, the day of the terrorist attacks. Rock critic Ken Tucker says he hears the music on Love and Theft differently than he did in the days before its release.
About a week before the terrorist attacks, I taped a review of Bob Dylan's new CD, Love and Theft. It was an admiring piece, one in which I talked about how pleasurable it was to hear Dylan settle into senior citizenship with jaunty zest and squint-eyed skepticism. Since the events of September 11th, I realized I couldn't let that original review stand as it was, even though the song I originally picked to lead it off, Lonesome Day Blues, still seems the best way to begin. Lonesome Day Blues can now be heard as a kind of prophecy about the loneliness of death, even when you're surrounded by people you know. In one verse that I keep playing over and over, Dylan says, "I'm going to spare the defeated, I'm going to speak to the crowd, I'm going to teach peace to the conquered, I'm going to tame the proud." And who is that talking now? The voice of a leader? A tyrant? A follower? A few weeks ago, it was simply the sound of a man magnifying his loneliness to a metaphor that took in the world. This is the Bob Dylan methodology of four decades.
Every step of the way, we walk the line. Your days are numbered, so am I. Time is piling up. We struggle and we strain. We're all boxed in, nowhere to escape.
What happened on September 11th has moved many people to seize on things, especially anything in the pop culture we find all around us, for new meanings, for explanations, for omens. You can now hear that song, Mississippi, as a quietly terrifying expression about feeling trapped when he sings, quote, "We're all boxed in, nowhere to escape." It's a way the people who died must have felt, and in a more existential sense, a way many people around the country and the world feel now.
All my powers of expression, I thought so sublime, could never do you justice in reason or rhyme. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long.
September 11th hasn't made me lose my appetite for Dylan's music or for music in general. In fact, listening to new releases by Macy Gray and the hardcore band System of a Down and Loudon Wainwright III and Afro Man has increased my appetite for it. Music not as escape but as engagement with the world. Music as solace but also as an agent of community, as a series of messages that make personal emotions public and open to many interpretations. That's the way I heard much of the music that was played during the benefit telethon that was broadcast September 21st, in songs by people like Bruce Springsteen and Stevie Wonder, and in Neil Young's performance of John Lennon's Imagine. Imagine is one of the songs that was on that list you may have heard about. Clear Channel, a company that owns over 1,000 radio stations, released a list of tunes they recommended not be played out of sensitivity to the catastrophe. Many of the selections seemed absurd. Suddenly, for example, We're not supposed to hear Sam Cooke's What a Wonderful World, lest it upset someone. Such de facto censorship is reprehensible, to be sure, but even timid programmers understand something fundamental. At a time when anything could rightfully upset anyone, an airplane flying over your house, the sight of an absent loved one's shirt on a hanger, who's to say anymore what can be upsetting?
By and by, I'm breathing a lover's sigh. While I'm sitting on my watch, so I can be on time, I'm singing love's praises with sugar-coated rhyme. By and by, on you I'm casting my eye. I'm painting the town, swinging my partner around. Well, I know who I can depend on, I know who to trust. I'm watching the roads, I'm studying the dust. I'm painting the town, making my last go round. Well, I'm scuffling.
For me, hearing Bob Dylan on a tune called By and By sing phrases like, the future for me is already a thing of the past, and I'm not even acquainted with my old desires, those are upsetting. Upsetting in the way that all good art does when it pierces its way into life. When it, to paraphrase this CD's title, thieves love, stealing it from our emotions. That's something an artist like Dylan can evoke in us, transporting us on a journey to a place in ourselves we didn't know existed.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.